For 25 years, measles was considered a closed chapter in the United States. The disease was declared eliminated here in 2000, meaning it no longer spread continuously within the country. Cases still popped up now and then, usually brought in by travelers, but they didn't take hold. That changed in 2025. A large outbreak that began in West Texas spread across state lines and helped push the national case count to its highest level in more than three decades. For preppers and everyday families alike, this is a reminder that infectious disease threats don't stay in history books. They can resurface when conditions allow. This article lays out the facts: when the spike started, how far it traveled, why it happened, and most importantly, what you can do to keep your household safe. The goal here is simple: clear-eyed awareness grounded in public health data. No panic, no politics, just the information you need to make smart decisions for the people you love. When the spike began, the 2025 measles surge can be traced to a specific starting point. In late January 2025, health officials in West Texas began reporting confirmed cases, concentrated at first in a rural, tightly connected community with lower than average vaccination rates. From there, the outbreak grew quickly through the late winter and spring months. A timeline of the outbreak. By February and March, case counts were climbing steadily. The South Plains region of Texas became the center of the outbreak, and neighboring New Mexico soon reported linked cases. Health departments worked to trace exposures, set up vaccination clinics, and notify the public of locations where the virus may have spread. Through the spring, the outbreak continued to expand. Schools, churches, and public gathering spaces became focal points for contact tracing. By summer, the pace of new cases tied to the original Texas outbreak finally began to slow as immunity built up and public health efforts took hold. The original outbreak formally ends. It's important to be precise here. In August 2025, Texas health officials formally declared the original West Texas outbreak over. An outbreak is considered ended when enough time passes without new linked cases, generally two full incubation periods of the virus, which is about 42 days. However, the end of the Texas outbreak did not mean measles was gone from the country. By the time the West Texas chain of transmission stopped, the virus had already seeded cases in other states. Transmission continued elsewhere, fueled by travel and ongoing exposures. So while the original spike that started it all had ended, the broader national story of measles in 2025 was still being written. How big IT got and how far IT spread. The headline number tells the story plainly. 2025 saw the highest measles case count in the United States in more than 30 years. To put that in perspective, the country had grown used to seeing a few dozen to a few hundred cases in a typical year. In 2025, the total climbed well past 1,000 confirmed cases nationwide, a level not seen since the early 1990s. Spread across state lines. What began in West Texas did not stay there. Confirmed and probable cases linked to the outbreak appeared in multiple states. New Mexico was among the earliest affected, sharing a regional connection with the Texas hotspot. Over the following months, additional states reported measles activity, some tied directly to the original outbreak and others stemming from separate introductions of the virus. By the time the dust settled on the spring and summer surge, dozens of states had reported at least some measles cases during the year. Most cases were concentrated in communities with lower vaccination coverage, but travelers and visitors carried exposures into other areas as well. The elimination status context. One question public health experts raised during 2025 was whether the United States risked losing its measles elimination status. Remember, elimination means the disease is not spreading continuously within the country. If a single chain of transmission continues unbroken for 12 months or longer, that status can technically be lost. This is worth understanding as context rather than cause for alarm. Losing elimination status would be a symbolic and public health milestone, but it would not change the day-to-day steps families take to protect themselves. The tools to prevent measles remain the same whether the country holds that status or not. The bigger takeaway is straightforward. Measles can come back when immunity gaps grow large enough, and 2025 proved it. Why IT happened? Measles is one of the most contagious diseases known to science. The virus can linger in the air for up to 2 hours after an infected person has left a room. If someone who is not immune is exposed, there's a very high chance they will catch it. This is why measles spreads so efficiently wherever immunity is low. The role of vaccination coverage. The epidemiology of the 2025 outbreak points clearly to communities with lower vaccination rates. The measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, known as the MMR vaccine, is highly effective. Two doses provide about 97% protection against measles. When a high enough share of a community is vaccinated, the virus struggles to find new hosts and outbreaks fizzle out. This protective effect is called herd immunity. For measles, experts estimate that around 95% of a community needs to be immune to keep the virus from spreading. When coverage in a given area drops below that threshold, the door opens for an outbreak. The West Texas community where the 2025 spike began had vaccination rates below the protective level, which allowed the virus to take hold and spread quickly once it was introduced. A post-COVID pattern. Public health data shows that childhood vaccination rates in parts of the country slipped in the years following the COVID-19 pandemic. Routine medical visits were disrupted, some families fell behind on scheduled shots, and overall confidence in vaccines shifted in certain communities. The result was a patchwork of areas where immunity gaps grew wider than they had been in years. These trends are documented in the data. We'll present them plainly and let you draw your own conclusions. What the epidemiology shows is that measles finds the gaps. Wherever a pocket of low immunity exists, the virus has the opportunity to circulate. The 2025 outbreak was, in many ways, a predictable consequence of those widening gaps meeting one of the most contagious viruses on Earth. How to protect yourself and your family. The good news is that measles is highly preventable, and the steps to protect your household are well established and within your control. This is where staying educated pays off. Here's what you can do, grounded in guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Check your vaccination status. Start by confirming that everyone in your home is up to date on the MMR vaccine. The standard schedule calls for 2 doses, the first around 12 to 15 months of age, and the second between 4 and 6 years old. 2 doses provide strong, long-lasting protection. If you're an adult and unsure whether you've had both doses, check with your doctor. People born before 1957 are generally considered immune because measles was so widespread before vaccines existed. If your records are unclear, a doctor can either review your history or recommend a catch-up dose. There's no harm in getting an extra MMR dose if your status is uncertain. Plan ahead for travel and outbreaks. If you're planning international travel or a trip to an area with active measles cases, talk to your doctor in advance. Infants as young as 6 months can receive an early dose in certain situations, though they'll still need the regular doses later. Being proactive before travel is one of the most reliable ways to avoid bringing the virus home. Know the symptoms. Early recognition helps protect both your family and your community. Measles typically begins with a high fever, cough, runny nose, and red, watery eyes. A few days later, a telltale rash appears, usually starting on the face and spreading down the body. Tiny white spots inside the mouth, called coplic spots, can show up early as well. If you suspect measles, call your doctor or clinic before going in. This allows the staff to take precautions so the virus isn't spread to others in the waiting room. A phone call ahead is a simple but powerful step. Build general preparedness habits. As a suburban prepper, you can fold measles awareness into your broader readiness mindset. Keep your family's vaccination records organized and accessible. Maintain a relationship with a trusted healthcare provider. Stay informed by following updates from your state and local health departments during any active outbreak. These habits cost little and pay off across many kinds of health threats, not just measles. Where the U.S. measles status stands as of mid-2026, a year removed from the peak of the 2025 outbreak, measles remains an active concern in the United States. The situation has stabilized compared to the height of last year's surge, but public health experts are not calling it resolved. Here's where things stand heading into the summer of 2026. Elimination status under scrutiny. The United States had held its official measles elimination status since 2000, but 2025 put that designation under serious strain. Elimination requires that no continuous chain of transmission lasts 12 months or longer within U.S. borders. The extended outbreak activity that began in West Texas and spread across state lines in 2025 triggered formal reviews by the CDC and international health authorities to assess whether that benchmark had been crossed. As of mid-2026, the question of official elimination status remains a matter of ongoing evaluation rather than a settled fact. Chains of transmission from late 2025 into early 2026 have complicated the picture. Regardless of how that formal designation ultimately lands, the practical message for families has not changed. Measles is circulating at levels the country has not seen in a generation, and personal protection depends on your own household's readiness, not a government status label. Ongoing case activity in 2026. While the dramatic surge of spring 2025 has not repeated itself at the same scale, measles has not faded quietly into the background. sporadic clusters and outbreak activity continued to be reported across multiple states in the first half of 2026. International travel remains a steady source of virus introduction, and communities with persistent vaccination gaps remain vulnerable to localized flare-ups. The CDC and state health departments have continued active monitoring and vaccination outreach efforts. Some states have reported increased demand for MMR vaccines as awareness from the 2025 outbreak prompted families to verify their coverage. That kind of response, individual families checking their own status and acting on what they find, is exactly what drives community immunity back up toward protective levels. What the landscape means for preppers. For those of us focused on household resilience, the current measles environment carries a straightforward lesson. Diseases that were effectively sidelined for decades can return, and they do so faster than most people expect. The 2025 outbreak was not a one-time anomaly to be forgotten. It was a signal that immunity gaps have real consequences, and that those gaps persist into 2026. The practical steps haven't changed. Confirm your family's vaccination records, know the symptoms so you can act quickly, and keep tabs on outbreak activity in your region through your state health department. If you travel, especially internationally or to areas with known active cases, plan ahead and consult your doctor before you go. Measles moves fast, but so does protection when you take the right steps ahead of time. The return of measles in 2025 is a clear reminder that diseases we once filed away as solved can return when the conditions are right. The original West Texas outbreak formally ended in August, but it left a lasting lesson. Immunity gaps invite the virus back, and measles spreads faster than almost anything else we deal with. None of this needs to be a source of fear. It's a call to stay informed and take sensible action. The tools to protect your family are proven, accessible, and within your control. Checking vaccination records, knowing the symptoms, planning ahead for travel, and keeping in touch with a trusted healthcare provider are all practical steps any household can take. Preparedness isn't about panic. It's about being ready before you need to be. By staying educated and keeping your family's protection up to date, you're doing exactly what a thoughtful prepper does, turning awareness into action and quietly removing one more threat from your list of worries.